Don't even think about it. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Syria may have 3 tons of chemical weapons, say the Israelis. This morning, Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis stood next to his Israeli counterpart in Tel Aviv and warned Syria not to use them.
The bottom line is there can be no doubt in the international community's mind that Syria has retained chemical weapons in violation of its agreement.
The gunman who killed a police officer and wounded 2 others in Paris yesterday was known to authorities, we're told. He was killed by police, and ISIS is taking responsibility for this. President Trump sent his condolences to the French people.
What can you say? It just never ends. We have to be strong and we have to be vigilant.
Arkansas carried out its first execution since 2005 last night, despite a flurry of court activity. It plans 3 more executions soon. Killer Liddell Lee was pronounced dead just before midnight. I'm Rita Foley.